It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Welcome to A Turn on the Jets digital special presentation. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. We're going to talk about the latest news, including, I'm calling it Tacklegate, involving Jamal Adams and the Patriots mascot at the Pro Bowl. We're going to get into that and a whole lot more, including some questions with Chris Nimbley, who covers the Jets for JetsInsider.com and now actually owns the site. So now I'm going to refer to him as a very big deal. He was a big deal before, but now he's been upgraded to very big deal. What's going on, Chris?
Not much. I like that. I will take that. I like being a very big deal. That's nice.
I think we should make up shirts that say Chris Nimbley and underneath it just says very big deal. Let's get it going on JetsInsider.com. I think we need to get this merch going.
All right.
But let's get to the reason why you are a very big deal, and that's your insights, your knowledge, and of course the fact that you cover the Jets on the beat. You've been one of the better ones at doing that, and so you were not one of the people that was on social media yesterday yelling and screaming about how Jamal Adams was a bully or he was going to jail or he was getting sued and so on and so forth. I thought it was hilarious because you had huge names, everybody from Skip Bayless to Mike Francesa, blue check marks on Twitter, telling you all these things about Jamal Adams being a bully and how he's going to get thrown in jail for assault. Francesa saying that he's getting sued, all these other things. And of course, it turned out the whole thing was nonsense. The tackle was a play tackle. He didn't actually hurt the guy. When he came out and said that he broke his ribs or whatever and sent him to the hospital, that was all a gag. It was to get attention for the game. Jamal Adams is basically a pro wrestler with the way that he was doing that. And that's why I was joking with Paulie Brazaise, who's one of the co-hosts at Turn the Jets Digital for What's Your Point, that more people need to watch wrestling so they understand the difference between a work and what's reality. But that's what happened. So Jamal Adams basically trolled a whole bunch of legitimate sports media into believing that he beat up this poor defenseless mascot. And in reality, it's a nothing story. You would think that by now people would learn that instead of jumping the gun and going off on these things on social media right away, they might want to wait a little while like you did, Chris, and get the full story and see what's really going on. But unfortunately, everybody stepped into this trap. So why is it that you, Chris, did not step into this trap?
Well, one of the reasons, the main reasons, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know Jamal really well on like a personal level, but I do know him fairly well as his personality, the type of character he is. And that is Jamal Adams. He is always like that all the time. He is a serious and intense person and a big lovable goofball at the same exact time. Like, he is always cracking jokes, playing around, but he's still sitting there putting in the work at the same time. And, you know, I know a lot of people react different ways to Jamal, and I know some Jets fans even are put off by his personality, and I can get that to an extent because I've met people in life that act similar to Jamal, and I'm just like, I don't know. The thing with Jamal is everything with him is so authentic and it's so genuine, and that's just who he is. He is a big, lovable goofball. He is playful and silly, and he does this type of stuff. So, like, I saw him run around the practice field and do exactly what he did to the mascot countless times. I've seen him do that in the locker room a bunch of times. It was, like, it was hilarious, and I laughed at it, but I was also like, yeah, that's Jamal. It's another day that ends in a Y for Jamal. And the other part of the reason was, you know, I sat there, and so I watched that, and I didn't think anybody was going to make any type of big deal about it. And I was just like, all right, I'm just going to take a walk away, come back and see what the jokes are. And I came back, and I saw it's assault. You've been thrown in jail, put him under the jail, death penalty, shoo him out of the league. And I'm just like, oh my God, first off, what are you talking about? Like, and maybe I'm partly influenced by knowing Jamal as well as I do, but like, it was obvious it was all playful with him. And it was everything, like you were talking about, you don't have to have watched wrestling, just watch a movie, because you can see the way he jumps up. He completely is off the ground. There was no ill intent there. It was obvious a joke. You can see the mascot turn around right at the end. Then there's the clip, another clip later of the mascot tackling him. This is all obviously a very big, hilarious show, and everyone just wanted to run with it. And, you know, the Pats fans are going nuts. You got Pats reporters sitting there being like, this is assault and disgusting. And call it, like, just stop, man. Jamal is always someone who's trying to have fun. And even if you don't see it, I promise you, he's not trying. He's not doing this stuff without other people aware. It's just fun. Why can't people have fun?
I just don't understand how nobody realized that this wasn't real. How did people go around on social media acting like this was some sort of assault? It was so obvious that it was not real, and it was so obvious when Jamal was talking that he was working an angle, as they would say in pro wrestling, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I could tell that when Jamal is doing his playing his character up. It's exactly what he was doing. And it was obvious. Every single part of it is blatant and obvious. It was right out of a TV script. It was all over the top on purpose. And I feel like it was, they were like, we're going to do this over the top on purpose so everyone realizes this is a big, giant joke. But, of course, because people don't ever want to have fun and everything has to be litigious and hit him with assault charges, everyone ran with it like, oh my God, Jamal Adams is a horrible, disgusting person now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
I just think it's hilarious that people like Skip Bayless and Mike Francesa were opining about this, with Francesa saying, you could take it to the bank, he's going to get sued. I guarantee that we are going to hear Mike Francesa, when he's called on this, say, I never actually said that, folks, okay? I never said it, okay?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, like it always does with Mike Francesa. So looking forward to the denial of something that I'm sure somebody has actual tape evidence of at this point. But let's move on from Jamal Adams and this silliness to more silliness, which is these new uniforms. There have been all these images circulating online. Who knows what's real and what isn't? I still have no idea why people get so excited about uniforms. To me, I don't care what the uniforms look like as long as the team is good, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. What are you hearing about these uniforms? Is there going to be an announcement at any point? And do you think that this stuff on social media is being leaked to throw people off? What do you think's going on with this? Is it legit?
I'm not sure. And to be honest, this is something that I've looked into, because I'm like you, I don't get the hype and everyone going nuts about uniforms. to me, this uniform's like, as long as it's not horrible looking. That's all. It'd be like, just don't be horrible looking. Don't be something that, like, a fan would be like, I am embarrassed to put that on. Like, just don't be awful. Don't be the Steelers throwbacks or, like, the Packers throwbacks. Don't be something like that. That's it. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of the stuff you're seeing is coming from Reddit, which, you know, I know obviously Reddit will disclose some stuff on there, but there's also people who just do their own edits and then post that stuff up there. So who knows with a lot of it, but, I do know that, you know, the Jets are very invested in this. They're going to do a big rollout and they're going to make it into a big thing, an announcement. And, you know, it's hard to tell if, you know, some of the things we've seen, one of them or some of them could be absolutely correct. But the Jets are going to try to make a big thing about this and roll it out. And my guess would be that they'll probably do it, like, you know, leading up to the draft, probably have it ready for draft night for whoever they take in that first round. We'll get to have the new fresh jersey up there to use. But, you know, people are going nuts looking into it, and all right, but don't drive yourself too crazy with all these edits. They're going to roll it out. They're going to make the announcement, and save your excitement or your outrage for that moment.
Or save your outrage for what's going on with the coaching staff, if you like, because there have been some new additions to the coaching staff, including Dowell Loggins. I talked about this with Daryl Slater the other day when it looked like it was going to be a done deal. Now it is. And there have been some other additions that have been Gase loyalists, as they've been termed. Now, Chris, what can you tell me about these guys? And do you think it's valid to say that Gase is making a mistake like he did in Miami, surrounding himself with these guys? Because it seems to me personally that you want to surround yourself with people that are going to up your game, not necessarily just kind of keep you where you are. But am I mistaken about the reputations about these guys? Because that's what you hear about them. Obviously, you can only know so much about assistant coaches, but what is your take on the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, if you ask me to judge them individually, like, there's not much I can say and give on it. But just like you're saying, a coach, especially one that hasn't been successful yet, you know, he obviously had his huge successful year with Peyton Manning in Denver, but not as a head coach. And when you go from place to place and you keep bringing the same people with you, that worries me. That makes me, you're more concerned about you being comfortable, and instead of somebody who will push you, somebody who, you know, maybe you just want yes men around. I don't know that that's the case with this, but that's kind of what it feels like. Someone you're more comfortable with instead of somebody that will push you. Maybe they, I don't, you know, how well their offensive philosophies line up, and you want some overlap and similarities there, but I'd want somebody who also has some different philosophies when we're putting together the game plan. Somebody who can look at things from a different perspective, a different angle. I don't want someone who's just going to parrot what I think. That's not going to help you in any way. So when you go from place to place, you keep reaching out to the same people, I don't see how you grow that way. Even if everything is good, you still don't grow that way. You're not getting anyone to challenge you, to offer new perspectives, to offer new thinkings. And then, like, you know, Carl Durrell did an excellent job with the wide receivers coach as the wide receivers coach here. So I know Jets fans weren't happy about him being let go, and I understand that. And, you know, obviously Gase let Brant Boyer stay here to head up the special teams, but why couldn't he sit there and be like, okay, maybe he'll bring Durrell here and let him stay with that. And maybe he has a good legitimate reason for that, but it seems he's just bringing his friends along with him, the ones that he's comfortable with, and that would concern me.
Is it weird to you at all, Chris, that people seem to be taking this attitude with Gase's coaching hires, that none of them really matter because it's Gase's offense, and so anybody that is an assistant coach, especially on the offensive side of the ball, is just a Gase puppet, and so who the hell cares who's holding the clipboard for him? That seems like a strange thought process, especially for a lot of people who are so angry about Casey Rogers, being that it was Todd Bowles' defense and Rogers was a defensive coordinator. I just don't understand this mentality that it doesn't matter who Gase hires because it's all about him anyway. If that's the case, then why even hire assistant coaches, right?
Well, that's what I was just about to say. It's mind-boggling because if that's the case, then why does any team have assistant coaches? Why are there coordinators? Why do the Patriots have them? It's all Belichick, right? It's all Belichick. So why does he ever bother hiring assistant coaches? Is he only hiring them so they can get a job somewhere else as a head coach now? Like, is that the only reason he hires them? No, of course not. Assistant coaches contribute to the game plan. They contribute to coaching the players individually. Dowell Loggins is the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. Dowell Loggins is going to be spending more time with Sam Darnold than anybody else. He's going to be spending more time with Sam Darnold than even Adam Gase, because Adam Gase is going to have to spend time with all 53 players on the active roster and the practice squad guys. And he's going to have to be dealing with the other coaches. Dowell Loggins is going to be doing game planning and coaching Darnold. That's it. You have the wide receivers coaches coaching the wide receivers, tight end, offensive line, all that. They do specific roles. They all sit down for their meetings and install game plans together. If they didn't, there'd be no point of having any of them employed. We know how much owners hate spending money on stuff. You think the owners wouldn't be happy to just say, I'm just going to pay the head coach and that's it? No, if it's yes men and they're not offering new things and challenging, then that's going to be a problem. It's mind-boggling that people sit there and just be like, well, Gase is calling the plays anyway, so who cares what he does? And we saw that with people questioning, Eric Bieniemy's credentials because he doesn't call the plays in Kansas City. Okay, but he's still involved in the game planning. He's still learning from Andy Reid. He's still doing this. He's not just some guy who's just hanging around getting people coffee. He has a job. He has a role. And how well he does that job and role is going to impact the team.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Hey, Chris, a couple of quick questions here from one of my favorite people on Twitter, Michael Christopher. Always throwing out fun ideas and interesting questions. He wanted to know what you think about Josh Allen in a 4-3. It seems like he might not be the best fit. I know Joe Bluen and I from TOJ Film Room have talked a bit about this. And also he wanted to know if you think that a corner might be a more valuable pick at that spot than somebody like Josh Allen, just based on the fact that Allen might not be an ideal scheme fit.
It's clear that he is definitely would be a better fit as a 3-4 linebacker. I'm not going to go so far as to say that he couldn't be a 4-3. But I definitely have some concerns about that right now. And when I do dig into the tape, that's basically going to be the main thing I'm looking at right now. But I do think that people in general do get a little too hung up on he runs a 4-3 defense, he runs a 3-4 defense. Most teams are pretty multiple nowadays. And then even like, well, yes, we know Bowles runs a 3-4 base, but he was a nickel most of the time. Nickel was basically the base. So the way the game's changed now, like, there's so many tweaks and little things you can do. And I don't know, even if Greg Williams is going to be running way more 4-3 than anybody else, that doesn't mean that they can't have packages for Josh Allen in 3-4. They can't do different things with him. So I'll definitely look into that with to see how he would fit there. As far as the corner, I do agree they need to upgrade the corner. If they trade down, I could be for that. My main concern, and this, I know how bad fans need pass rushers, want pass rushers. I've been, every draft for since I've been covering this team, I've been saying Jets should draft a pass rusher. But they really need to address the offense, too. So, and now three might be too high to take a Jonah Williams also, but they need to protect Darnold. That's the main thing here. They need to put weapons around Darnold. They need offensive line around Darnold. I am definitely usually a best player available thing here. But for going into next season, the goal has to be to do everything to make Darnold a success. And then if that goes right, then you can worry about the rest of the team from there forward. But offense protecting Darnold has to be the focus, in my opinion.
To that end, Michael also wanted to know if there are any offensive linemen beyond the obvious ones like Jonah Williams that could go in the first round that you think the Jets might be able to steal in the third or fourth. And because of that, let's bring this into the realm of the Senior Bowl. When you tell me about if there are any offensive linemen that you like in the third or fourth potentially, will any of them be playing in the Senior Bowl? Do you have your eye on anybody on the offensive line or really anybody that's going to be playing at the Senior Bowl?
Well, if we're going anybody at the Senior Bowl, I think the person who, from what I've seen, has commanded the most attention, the most hype, is Deebo Samuel, and he is somebody that I am absolutely in love with. I love him, the receiver. I don't think the Jets will be able to get him, especially unless they trade down. He's probably going to be a early second-round pick, mid-second-round pick, so I don't see that, but he is going to be a stud, and I absolutely love that guy. Offensive line, you know, offensive line can be tricky because, A, there's five different positions to worry about. There's so many of them. That's the going into the draft, that's the position that it can be. I can't sit here and watch film on every fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh round pick of offensive linemen. There's just not enough time in the day for me to do that. And then so many of them aren't going to be good. Or so it's like, I tend to watch like people with like round 1-3 grades, and then I figure out the rest after the fact. If the Jets take somebody, then I'll go back and I'll look at it and give you my assessment then. But the Senior Bowl is the center from North Carolina State, Bradbury. I really like him. And then right now there's Jonah Williams and there's Greg Little, and those are the only offensive lineman names that I really know and pop out to me right now. Is that I'm going to start my tape and digging in. I'm going to have to hit up Connor Rogers to get him to give me a list of those names I should be looking for in like the second, third, fourth round to really focus on. Because that's what I tend to do, too. I tend to look at the people who do this all year round. I look at the draft way more than a lot of other beat reporters because I love it, but I have to cover the NFL team during the season. So at this point in the year, I look at the people who cover the draft all year round to give me the names to look at. I'll look at that, and then I'll look at it and make my assessment myself.
So there you go. The answer is basically to be continued. Chris will have his observations later on. But for now, that's what he's got right off the top of his head. We will have more from him throughout the draft process, I'm sure. Chris, last question I wanted to ask you was about the Pro Bowl. I know it's kind of a silly game, but at least this year, the Jets have a couple of legitimate Pro Bowlers. Two of them are on special teams, obviously, Jason Myers and Andre Roberts. But the big one we already talked about because he's made news already in Orlando, and that is Jamal Adams. Do you have any Pro Bowl thoughts beyond the fact that, obviously, Jamal Adams is going to make a great professional wrestler once his career in football is over?
My Pro Bowl thought is I am actually going to watch the Pro Bowl this year for the first time in, like, maybe a decade. Like, I haven't watched the Pro Bowl at all. I have zero interest in it. And this year, I am going to put it on one of my four TVs. It'll be on here, and I'm going to watch it on watch solely for Jamal. And it's not even, you know, to watch him play as much, but he is a character. I find him hilarious. I find it super entertaining. They're going to have him mic'd up, I'm sure. He's going to be doing a clowning around on the sideline. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. And that's going to draw my interest in. You know, there's so many little things that I think they could do to make the game better, to make it more fan-friendly, and to make the players care more. But we know how the NFL drags their heels on these types of things. But it's this year, you know, the Jets haven't had a lot of representation in the Pro Bowl over the last couple of years. So now you get Jamal Adams there, and he's going to be one of the biggest stars there. He's going to put on a show with his personality, and he's going to be out there playing hard. So it's going to actually be enjoyable to watch for the first time in a long time.
He covers the Jets for JetsInsider.com. And as I said before, he is the owner of the site now. So he is a VBD. Very big deal. We're going to get those shirts made. Chris Nimbley, thanks so much for coming on, man. For anybody that doesn't know where to find you, why don't you go ahead and let them know?
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter at CNimbley, N-I-M-B-L-E-Y, and at JetsInsider.com. And yeah, like I said, it's a little early in the draft process, but over these next couple of weeks, I'm going to really start digging in. And then my plan is to just to be releasing, you know, in a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl and everything. And especially after that free agency, it's just like every day I'm just going to put out some new draft content here and there to really, you know, there's very few things fans love more than that. Soaking all that in, I'm going to do some mock drafts this year. And I know how fans eat that stuff up.
Yes, yeah. Chris, because if there's one thing the world needs, it's more mock drafts.
Yeah, I've refused to do them for a while, but people love them, man. They absolutely love them. And even when I just do like a screen grab of a mock draft I did on like a fan speak simulator, that people react to that stuff so much. So like, all right, it's fun. We're going to have some fun. Let's all have some fun with it.
No, listen, I'm obviously kidding around. This is my take on mock drafts. They don't mean anything, and as long as you recognize that when you're doing them or when you're seeing other people do them, it's cool, but they're fun. So if you just use them for fun or to kind of gauge the relative range of where a player might go as opposed to thinking that they're going to go in a specific spot, then more power to you. And I think that our buddy Connor and Matt Miller do a good job of that over at Bleacher Report as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing how you unveil those over the next couple of weeks and months as we head into the draft in late April. In the meantime, check out JetsInsider.com. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.